With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump led the nation in marking the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joined by top military brass, the president addressed a somber observance at the Pentagon, one of the three 9/11 crash sites.
As one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
He spoke of America's resilience in the years since the terror attacks. Following his remarks, the president and first lady laid a wreath in the Pentagon chapel to honor those who lost their lives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump Jr. paid tribute to his late friend Charlie Kirk on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network today.
You can win them over, and they can wake up, and they can change their mind, and they can come around to our view of the world. I mean, you know, what was so radical about anything Charlie said? He talked about God, our Constitution. Said men can't be women. He talked about family, work ethic. I mean, you know, these are not exactly radical ideas, and yet to the radical left today, they are very radical.
The shooter who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk and then vanished off a roof and into the woods is still at large more than 24 hours later. Federal investigators appealed Thursday for the public's help by releasing a pair of photos of the person believed responsible. Investigators obtained clues, including a palm print, a shoe impression, and a high-powered hunting rifle found in the wooded area along a path the shooter fled. But they had yet to name a suspect or cite a motive in the killing. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 617 points, the NASDAQ rose 157. This is SRN News. Victims of the civil war in Sudan are getting help, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Christian Solidarity International is ministering to people in refugee camps, most of whom are Christians, providing food and other emergency items. CSI has reached more than 9,000 people in separate camps in the Nuba Mountains and the Blue Nile region. The Sudanese government has been in a long-running war with the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group. As many as 18 million people have been displaced. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge ruled that a Detroit area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property. They include the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that represent international character. This is SRN News. The forecast continues to be heavy rain and flooding in Tokyo after a typhoon hits Japan's Pacific coast.
About 4.7 inches of rain fell in just 1 hour in the capital, according to Japan's meteorological agency. Air traffic control and other ground services at Tokyo's Haneda Airport were halted because of lightning, preventing aircraft from taking off. Railway operations were also temporarily suspended. Across Tokyo, the rainstorm flooded streets, and some social media users reported seeing hail. According to the Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings, more than 7,000 homes in Tokyo were without power at one point. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump is attending Thursday night's New York Yankees game in the Bronx to mark the 24th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.